at the AEA conference, Alvin Roth, a Nobel Prize winner, delivered a lecture on his life-saving work in the field of market design. To donate an organ, one must share a blood type with the recipient. Someone who would be willing to donate a kidney to a friend or family member might be stymied by a difference in blood type. Mr. Roth circumvented this problem by developing matching markets, in which one person donates to a compatible stranger and in turn receives another stranger's compatible organ for use by the donor's ailing loved one. Such swap groups can include scores of donors and recipients who might otherwise have died awaiting a transplant. Yet demand for healthy organs vastly outstrips supply. Were it legal to buy and sell organs, many more people might donate, helping to alleviate the deadly shortage. Moral qualms generally discourage governments from legalizing the trade. This is an example of what Mr. Roth calls a repugnant market, one which is constrained by popular distaste or moral unease. Repugnance, he laments, tilts the political playing field against ideas that unlock the gains from trade. He recommends that economists spend more time thinking about such taboos, but mostly because they are a constraint on the use of markets in new contexts. These social rules also contain insights. In a paper discussing the organ trade, Nicola Lasseterre of the University of Toronto argues that there may be important reasons for moral objections to repugnant activity and costs to abandoning such objections.